Listen to this. The verse 6. The verse 6 is that God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and measure out the value of Sukkot. Verse 7. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can I show you something? I wish you were following so that I can show you a lot of things in the Word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Is everybody hearing me? The things I'm teaching you tonight are mysteries. They are mysteries that will help you. Now, sometimes we don't know how to respond when God speaks. See, some of the things I'm saying to you right now is a prophecy for you. It's a prophecy for you. So you must have that understanding to receive it. You don't have to wait for me to call your name, give you your phone number, before you know that God is talking to you tonight. You need to be able to conduct your mind and be receptive, so that when the word of God comes, you catch it. You catch it. Sharp. Are you following? Now listen, I want to give you one secret about receiving the word of God. Listen to me. When God speaks, when God speaks something good about your life, you need to receive it in a certain mindset, in a certain way. And David reveals that in the verse 6. He said, God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. David said that, I needed something and God has spoken it. So the next thing for me to do is that I need to rejoice. I need to be full of joy because God has spoken it. But some of you, even when you've been told that God will do it, even when the word of God, the prophecy has come to you, you now go back and sit down and start thinking again. You now go back and start calculating things and destroy the word of God that has come to you. We don't do it like that. Whenever God comes to seal the cracks, whenever God comes to correct the errors in your destiny, what you need to do is that you need to open up yourself and receive the word with joy. With joy. Do you understand? Until you are able to step out in joy, you cannot reap the harvest. We don't use sadness, confusion to receive the word of God. You frustrate the word. You choke the word. Rather, we receive the word with joy. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't like my message. I can see you don't like my message. David said, I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkoth. He said, Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. So David comes to understand that if God has spoken, then it is finished. He starts to claim territories for himself. He starts to make declarations. He starts to prophesy because God has spoken. When God speaks about your life, what do you do? What do you speak? What do you declare? Do you declare the fulfillment of what God has spoken, or you speak and negate what God has said? Some of you don't know that you can use your own mouth to destroy your own prophecy. You don't know that you can use your own mouth to destroy your own destiny. Anytime that your words, anytime that your thoughts, Anytime that your meditations are not positive in relation to what God has said about you, you will frustrate and abort your own destiny. Now, from today, I'll be teaching about the mystery of conception, because this week is our covenant week of conception, and I'll be explaining to you, even with medical knowledge, how pregnancy can be aborted. And then that's when you understand that it's not everything we do, it's not everything we say, because the things you are saying and doing can spiritually abort things. When a woman is pregnant, she does not take certain medications, because those medications will cause her to get miscarriage. Don't you know that also spiritually can get miscarriage? Hello? Oh, you're not here. You're not here. You're not following the message. Spiritually, you can be miscarried. And that is because you could not receive and hold on to the word of God. Bible says that a farmer went out to scatter seed, and when he scattered the seed, some fell on the roadside, and Bible said immediately the birds of the air, they came and snatched them and ate them. Do you know what that means? Anything that you can't hold on to, anything that you can't secure by the grace of God, the enemy will steal from you and it will become a miscarriage. Oh, you're not here. You're not following. Verse 8. Let's move on quickly. Verse 8, verse 9, verse 10. Let's go. Kadabashata. If you don't position yourself and understand the rules of engagement, you will always end up gaining a lot of things and losing them. Listen, David is still speaking. He's still prophesying. He said, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. So David understands that since God has given him the word, all he needs to do is to believe it and work with it. Now David is making declarations. He's, by reason of the word he has received, he knows where he stands. He knows who he is. Now the question is, do you know who you are? Where lies your identity? Verse 9, who will bring me into Edom? Who will bring me into the strong city? Then he said in the verse 10, would thou not, O God, which has cast us off? Now listen, when God speaks, you have only one response. When God speaks in his holiness, your response is equal or must be equal to the speaking. And your response must be one of joy. You see, when God speaks, you don't keep mute. When God speaks, you don't stay mute. What must you do? You need to rejoice and take possession of the word. That is what David did. He took possession of the word. And he started to make war with a prophecy. He started to make declarations into the spirit. So, child of God, what declarations are you making? What words are you declaring over your life, over your family, over your business, over your boyfriend, girlfriend, over your wife, your husband? You are not. And so you are losing things just like that. You see, we make war in the spirit by our words. Because the victory is hidden in the word. Hello? What did I say? The victory is hidden in the word. You must learn to lay hold on God's word for your destiny. Because as long as the word of God goes before you, as long as the prophecy goes ahead of you, you can be assured that you will trample over your enemies. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Kaleva Sokratila. Fenklos Kafa Tatia Sovratila. Shebede de Bos. Is there anyone here? Kolo Moshete. Fekrafatinos Kifahatai. No Shagadaba. Men Tobida Haskia. You see, the word of God, when it comes to you, is so powerful that the word of God does not just empower you, it empowers others through you. God, through his word, uses you as a channel to make others strong and victorious. That is why you must speak over your family. When you start speaking over your family, God uses you as a way to make your family strong. Your sister is married. She is struggling in the marriage and you are keeping mute. Why? You must speak so that through your words, through your voice, God will strengthen your sister and her marriage. You must understand that God can use you as a way to bless others. Are you following? Oh, I feel like there's no one here. Please, are you following? You see, me, I have this mentality. I have this thought always in my head that because of me, for my sake, God will bless people. And so because of that, when I'm praying for people, I pray like this: God, for my sake, let this happen for this person. You need to understand that certain people, their lives are dependent on your prayer, on your declaration, on your ability to make war with the word of God. Because as long as you can make war with the word of God, it doesn't matter how strong your enemies are. It does not matter how fortified they are. Because you are led by the God of heaven, who has an entire host behind him. God, as we humble ourselves to walk with God, he will make an open show of those who scorned our affliction. As you endeavor to walk with God in February, in the year 2024, God will bring disgrace and shame to all those people who laughed at you when you were going through those tragic times. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May God repay you double for your trouble. And may God visit them with double for their evil. Oh, you didn't say amen. Ultimately, there's one we can depend on. There's only one person we can depend on. And that is God. He's our helper. Any man's help is vain unless it is a provision made by God. It is with God that we shall do valiantly. He is the one powerful enough to trample our enemies underfoot. It is by the agency of God that we will do well. Let me tell you, true success, it comes through God, or it comes from God. If you try to find your own way outside of God, you make a mistake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Kataliboshe. Fele Kashaya. Is somebody following? This is where true success comes from. This is where true success comes from. True success is a function of our relationship with God. And I pray for you. that you will be able to enjoy true success. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kolabashaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Some people are praying.
Hallelujah.
You can see their faces.
Elimako Shadadabata.
What kind of name?
Baratizone Meklafahai. Hallelujah.
It's nothing tonight.
Hallelujah.
I pray tonight.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life, for the lives of all the people here. I pray fulfill your word concerning them. Enrich their lives and let all things work together for their good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Shalom. Bye-bye. God bless you all for joining. I wanted to minister to a few people, but I realized that all of you are just quiet. So next time when we meet today, I'll be ministering to a few people. I'll be praying for the sick. So let's meet again. God bless you all. Shalom. Bye-bye. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. Kolabashaya Nabata.